Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17. This is letter number 6391, Baruch Hashem. The 14th of Tammuz, Tavshi Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. I'm responding to your letter from Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, Saturday night, and the one that followed. The Rebbe says, at an auspicious time, I will mention all those you write about them. On the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, as fitting to what you write in your letter. And the Rebbe says, for sure, it's extra to encourage you that the more you will add the matter of Torah mitzvahs, the more we'll add in the blessing of the blessed Hashem what you need for you and your family. I guess that he's writing to the Rebbe a note of certain things that he needs, and the Rebbe reminds him, he says that the more you add in Torah mitzvahs, the more you add in Hashem's blessing. So, that is the means to get Hashem's blessing. And he wrote to the Rebbe about his wife going to the doctor. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you don't mention if he told her to make compressions. Now here the Rebbe is giving some medical advice. The Rebbe says many times, he says very often, through that this whole matter passes. And the Rebbe says perhaps it's worth to ask the doctor now about it, about this compressant. I'm not sure exactly what the compressant and what it does. A medical condition that he wrote to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe suggests that perhaps through this compression you can avoid and the whole medical situation will pass. Now the Rebbe says, he says to the Rebbe, I don't know really what I want, he says to the Rebbe, and I don't know what I'm lacking, he says to the Rebbe. He said, I don't really know what I want, and I don't know what I'm lacking. So the Rebbe says, this seems to be a contradiction to the beginning of your letter. Because since you wrote in the beginning that your family members, presumably his wife, there are some of them that are lacking in their health. They need a healing, they need a refuah, etc. And we know the words of our sages of blessed memory that the 248 limbs of a person correspond to the 248 positive mitzvahs. The 365 sinews correspond to the 365 prohibitions. So the Rebbe says, so it's understood that if there is something lacking in the body, how do you fill it by filling it in the health of the soul? And when you add energy, vitality to the soul, that also adds vitality literally to the body, and you get additional success in the medical treatment. Rebbe is not saying that not to do the medical treatment. Rebbe is saying the blessings add success to the treatment. So what do you mean you don't know what you're lacking? You need health. Also, it looks like Rebbe is answering the seven, other thing. We'll see. And the Rebbe says furthermore that at the time, you know, people normally when it something which touches their health of their body, so those are matters that we ask for them. Hashem, please heal us. We ask Hashem, the healing of Hashem is Baruch, and He heals, because everything is in the hands of Hashem. So as far as it affects the health of the soul, our Torah, the Torahs of life, told us that that is besides fear of heaven. In other words, you can't count on Hashem to heal you, to give you fear of Hashem. Everything is up to Hashem, says the Talmud, besides fear of Hashem. Fear of Hashem
you need to do yourself. A person has a choice whether he wants to follow and fear Hashem. So from this we understand that nothing will stay in the well way of a very strong decision, a forceful and strong decision to go up and to add in Torah from strength to strength. And the Rebbe prays Yiratzin that you should give good news and all the above. So when he says to the Rebbe that you don't know what you want and what you're lacking, so the Rebbe says, well, you're lacking health, that's for sure. And what you want is to add more in Torah and mitzvahs as they correspond to health, physical health corresponds to the spiritual health. And the Rebbe says for spiritual health, physical help, we ask Hashem, Hashem heals us. But spiritual help, we can ask Hashem, but we need to do, we have the choice. That's not up to Hashem, it's up to us. We have to choose to do the right thing. We have the choice. So therefore, we understand it's up to us. Hashem gives us the opportunity to do the right thing. So it's only up to our will, because Hashem isn't going to do it for us. And Hashem expects us. So that means that if we make a strong decision to strengthen ourselves in Torah, to go from strength to strength, and the Rebbe prays for him that he should give good news in the above. For sure, you know the three classes of Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya that are known. Many times we heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, that this is for all people, and that has a spiritual benefit for various different matters. So the Rebbe encourages him to learn these three study sections of Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya. And also the Rebbe said it would be fitting to check the mezuzahs in your home. They should all be properly kosher, kosher kiddin. And that your wife, may she live, should continue hold on to the tradition of the kosher Jewish woman to give tzedakah before lighting the candles on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. And Rebbe blesses for good news in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So in addition to the Rebbe talking in a general way to strengthen the Yiddishkeit, the Rebbe specifically says that Chitas Chumash Tehillim Tanya, which is a benefit for many, everybody should do it, and it's a benefit for many matters, and also to check the mezuzahs, and for his wife to give tzedakah before lighting the candle at a Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Okay, the Rebbe blesses for good news.